What's going on in the Atlanta real estate markets? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
Welcome back to another week's edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on Atlanta's own News Talk 1160. WCFO Atlanta's Talk of the Town. My name is Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being a host of this radio show on this radio station, I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords make the best decisions possible when buying, selling, or investing in real estate anywhere in Metro Atlanta. I'm joined in the studio by my man, Alfie.
Hey, what's going on, Cleve?
Welcome back for another week, Alfie.
Glad to be back.
You come back every week.
I'm here every day.
Every single week.
The check clears every week, Cleve.
It does, doesn't it? Boy, Thank gosh. Well, Alfie and I have a very specific purpose. Our goal is to educate and provide as much information as possible about what's happening in the Atlanta real estate market, markets throughout the state of Georgia and also nationally. We want to empower those who are listening to the show with the power that comes from knowledge.
That's right.
Whatever decisions you need to make regarding real estate, we want you to be the best educated person in a real estate transaction. If you decide to work with us, we also would love to engage with you. My family has been in the real estate business in Metro Atlanta for 31 years.
That's a long time.
It is, and we would love nothing more than to help you buy, sell, or invest in real estate anywhere in Metro Atlanta. If you need to reach us, the number to call is 770-497-0000. Again, one more time, 770-497-0000. Too many zeros in that number, Alfie.
There's a lot of zeros.
Easy
yes.
to remember,
That's what
but
I'm
you
saying.
Get tongue-tied on the zeros. Guaranteed. Hey, also, if you want to visit us online, you can visit us at gogaddis.com. That's GOGADDIS.com. Again, one more time, gogaddis.com, GOGADDIS.com. I think we have a great show on the horizon.
They're always great shows, Cleve.
Thank
always.
You, Alfie. Thank you. We're going to start out, and this is your favorite segment every month, with that 2018 Metro Atlanta Real Estate Market Update.
Yeah.
You always like that. Got a
I'm
question. From Melanie in Duluth, wants to know how early is too early to list her home. Her neighbor says to wait in school until school is out, and we'll address that in the first segment. Preston in Brookhaven has written in two questions. Number one, how do you come up with the current value of my home? Interesting question, right, Alfie? We talk about it all the time, but he wants to know how we do it. And then he also wants to know what upgrades are most important in raising or increasing a home's value before you put it on the market. In the third segment of the show, Barbara in Gainesville wrote in with a question. What areas of homes are most overlooked when it comes to staging? What do people ignore when it comes to staging?
All right.
We're going to talk about a NAR, National Association of Realtors, profile of home buyers and what home buyers want most out of their real estate agent to see if maybe the listeners' opinions of what they want out of their real estate professional match what the National Association of Realtors survey says. Rodney in Doraville wants to know if he should pressure wash his driveway before listing his home. Our lowdown on the hood segment features Shadowstone, which is in Buford, just off of I-85 south of Chateau Alon. Alfie, you know where Chateau Alon is?
It's up north, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Up north of north of Hamilton Mill.
I've never been.
Yeah. It's
been
nice. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, of course. You're fancy.
I do like to do fancy stuff. Thank you very much for saying that. But I took my wife and I spent one of our anniversaries at Chateau Alon Resort.
How was that?
Oh, it was great. We got his and hers massages. This is going to be another one of those weeks, Alfie. When we did the show last week, I was tongue-tied the entire time.
Well, just relax.
I am relaxed. Right, I'm very relaxed.
All right.
I've been drinking beer all afternoon.
Is that what it is?
Yes,
maybe that might be a bit of an issue.
Could be. In the end, I'm just kidding. I have not had anything
He's
to drink today.
Coffee.
Janet in
Swanee. That is coffee, right?
It is. Okay. It is. Maybe Starbucks coffee. Maybe right here. For those of you who are watching us on video, you can see me hold it up right now. But Janet in Swanee says she's getting an 80% loan, and she wants to know if the 80% is 80% of the purchase price or the appraised value, and we will answer that question as well. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis, joined in the studio by my technical producer and co-host, Alfred Romero, who is also going to be my date for the NASCAR.
Well, let's not say it like that.
Listen, it's the first time I've ever been to a NASCAR race.
Right.
And if I want to say you're my date, don't argue with me.
Okay.
You are my date.
No,
you don't have to hold hands or anything.
Okay.
You
that's
don't
cool.
have
I'm,
to hold hands.
I'm fine with that.
And I might even buy you a drink or something while we're there.
Okay.
But I'm going to my first NASCAR event.
Yes.
Coming up soon.
Right.
If you're
weekend.
Listening to the show, it'll actually be yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I guess it depends on what day. If you're listening to it on Saturday or Sunday,
Sunday
it's today.
Then it's
the race is today.
No, I'm going Saturday.
Well, you're going. Well, so yeah,
it'll
so
be yesterday.
Yeah.
And if you're listening on Tuesday, then it will be 3 days ago.
Correct.
Right. Not that we record this particular show
no.
in advance.
No, of course not.
So let's do the real estate market update, Alfie.
Yeah.
Single family detached closings. Now
yes,
that's
sir.
Not the condos and townhomes.
Correct.
Sales were down only 1%
okay.
January 2018 over 2017. 3,800 of those closed for the 31 days
nice.
Of January. That's pretty slick,
that's
isn't
very
it?
Good.
Almost 900 condos and townhomes were sold during the month, which is an increase of 6% over January of 2017.
All
average
right.
sales prices for the detached homes, $283,000, which is a 7.8% increase
nice.
Over January of 2017. Average condo townhome sales price, $249,000. Now, Alfie, I remember when you and I were talking about Metro Atlanta sales statistics, and the average sales price of a condo or a townhome was $120,000,
yes.
not $250,000.
Right.
And that was within the last 7 or 8 years. It's amazing what's happened, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And that $249,000 average sales price for condos and townhomes is an increase of 5.7%. over January of 2017. Inventory is where the real story is in today's market, Alfie.
All right, what you got?
Detached units, 14,500 single-family detached units on the market right now, Alfie.
Uh-huh.
A decrease of 26% Ooh. Over January of 2017.
Wow.
So there are one quarter less homes on the market active and for sale today than there were this time last year.
Incredible.
So I don't know about you,
Whoa.
But if you're out there and you're thinking about selling your home, now might be the prime time to sell your home. Because, Alfie, did you take economics ever?
Yes, I did.
Definitely in high school,
yeah.
right?
Oh, of course.
College, maybe?
No.
So economics is all about supply and demand.
Correct.
When there's not enough supply.
The demand
to
high.
Meet demand. Well, not necessarily.
Oh.
Because demand can be low, too. But in this case, there's not enough supply to meet the demand.
Ah.
So demand is higher than the supply, which means whatever is being sold is typically worth more.
Correct.
That's pretty slick when you think about
yes,
it.
Yes, sir.
Now, so condos and townhomes, there are about 2,200 of those on the market right now, which is a 17% decrease over January of 2017. It's taken Alfie in January an average of 71 days from the date a property is listed to the date it goes under contract to get it sold. And for the condos and townhomes, it's taken 54 days from listing to contract to get it sold. Going to move on. We've got a listener question, and if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on News Talk 1160. Is it too early to list a home this year? My neighbor says to wait until school is out. That's from Melanie in Duluth. Melanie, thanks for asking that question. No, it is not too early. We just talked about how low supply is compared to demand, and you want to list your home when the supply is lowest and the demand is highest. And I will tell you that later in the year, you'll probably have a difficult time recreating the supply and demand scenario that is going on right now in the market. So, Melanie, I would suggest that you rock and roll, get your house on the market as soon as you possibly can. If you're listening to the show and you're thinking about selling your home sometime in the next 90 days to 6 months, gosh, it can be a confusing process. You know, what do you do to prepare your home for sale? What's the right price or the highest price you can get? And how do you make the process as easy as possible for yourself and your family? Well, you can't just listen to the typical marketing messages you hear today because they can be totally misleading. We don't sell your home, we'll buy it, guaranteed, right? How much will it cost you to get this so-called guarantee? And some of the agents who offer that guarantee, Alfie, they don't even own their own homes.
Ugh.
And you've got some national companies in Atlanta like
right.
Open Door and
mm-hmm.
OfferPad and Knock, and they say, we're going to take all the headaches out of selling your home, and it's all going to be a guaranteed easy process. But when that happens, Alfie,
yeah.
you as the seller wind up paying for all of that convenience. And so we suggest if you're going to list your home in the next 3 to 6 months that you get a customized maximum value plan available exclusively from Gaddis Partners REMAX Center, which will fully analyze your situation, tell you exactly what you need to do. It's like an appraisal on steroids. Normally $200 $99, but you can get one for free. How? Just be one of the first three people to call 770-497-0000. No gimmicks, no tricks, no bait and switch, just good information. A customized maximum value plan, 770-497-0000. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, how does a typical real estate agent come up with the current value of a home? That, and also what great upgrades are important in increasing a home's value. Stick with us. We'll answer those questions and more when we come back.
You heard about the legend of Jesse James and John Henry, just to mention some names. Well, there's a truck driving legend in the South today, a man called Bandit from Atlanta, GA. Ever give Jam a nose his name? They swear he got ice water running in his veins. A foot like lead and nerves like steel. He's gonna go to glory riding 18 wheels.
Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160, where it looks like or sounds like Alfie is playing something from Smokey and the Bandit.
That's right. Jerry Reed, who was in the movie as Snowman. Also was a musician as well. Not a lot of people know that. And
also in the Country Music Hall of Fame,
yes,
in
is.
Nashville, along with the Firebird.
Wow, look at that.
That was
in the
from
movie?
The movie. Yep.
Now, a lot of people don't know this either. In case you don't know, if you've never seen Smokey and the Bandit and you don't know who Jerry Reed is, he was also in the movie The Waterboy, starring Adam Sandler.
I remember that. He was the
football coach for Louisiana, whatever the other team was.
Who had attitude problems.
Yes.
Yes.
So he was also the coach in The Waterboy. So.
Did he stutter in that movie?
No, he did not.
Yeah.
No, that was Adam Sandler's character.
Yeah.
That stuttered
a lot.
Ricky,
yeah.
Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher. And Smokey and the Bandit was filmed in GA.
Yes, it was filmed a lot in the south part of town, in Clayton County, Jonesboro.
Yep.
McDonough, Henry County, so around there in that part of town. So, because usually Atlanta Motor Speedway, most of the years they will do a Smokey and the Bandit kind of event down there. Actually,
even now.
Well, last year they celebrated, I think, the 30th anniversary of the movie with a bunch of Trans Ams.
Is Burt Reynolds still alive?
Yes, he is still alive.
Yeah.
Yes,
he's got to be how old now?
Well, he's an old dude now. Probably
he's
got to be
70s?
In his 70s or
yeah.
so. But the movie, I think, celebrated its 30th anniversary last year, and they had a big
I love that movie.
Big event in Jonesboro where they had all these Trans Ams.
Yeah.
From the movie,
yeah.
Everyone brought
I said
Trans
Firebird.
Yeah,
that
Trans Am.
That wasn't a Trans Am.
It was a
Trans Am. I mean, that wasn't a Firebird. That was a Trans Am,
correct.
Right?
So,
which a Trans Am is just a souped-up Firebird.
Basically, but
Pontiac Trans Am,
yeah,
Pontiac Firebird.
But so Jerry Reed will be Artist of the Week as we. Also, welcome Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series to Atlanta.
Love it.
Folds of Honor QT 500, which is...
It sounds like you're into racing.
Oh, I love racing.
I love it. Well, this segment of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show is brought to you by John Birchfield and Brand Mortgage. John makes it his mission to guide each home buyer step-by-step through the entire loan process so they are educated and can be confident in all of the mortgage options available. He wants them to make the best decisions along the way. John can be reached by calling 678-226-7887, 678-226-7887. Let's move right on to listener questions.
Let's do it.
Preston in Brookwood wants to know, how do you come up with the current value of my home?
Mm.
Wowie.
That's a...
We've never had a question sort of that broad.
Yeah, that seems pretty... Yeah.
So let me try to answer it as simply as possible, Preston.
Okay.
In our business, we try to use... 3 or 4 different sources to come up with values.
Okay.
So we want to, number one, know what the Zestimate of your property is. Not because we think that has anything to do with value, but so many people, Alfie, are looking at Zillow and the Zestimate of the property to determine the value. I think we actually looked at the Zestimate of your property and determined it was $12,000 or $14,000 low, I think, when we looked at your home. So that's the first thing we're going to do. But the main thing we're going to do, Preston, is we're going to take comparable sales. If we can find properties that have sold in your neighborhood, we're going to choose those first. If we can find properties that have the same characteristics your home has, like the same number of bedrooms, bathrooms, slab, crawl space, basement, whatever it might be, 2-car garage, 3-car garage, we're going to find properties that are the closest in terms of being comparable to your home. And then what we're going to do is we're going to adjust the values for each one of those comparable sales to reflect it being like your home. So, Alfie, if we were using your home as the subject and we were adjusting the value of a comparable sale, say it sold a year ago, we would try to stay within 90 days, 6 months if we can, but let's say it went back a year. Well, we know all of the homes in your neighborhood have increased in value 4.1% in the last year. I just made that number up, but we would be able to figure that out. Then we would need to adjust the value of the comparable by that 4.1% because it happened a year ago.
Gotcha.
If it had two-car garage and yours had a three-car garage, then we would add, in this example, in your particular neighborhood, probably $7,500 or $8,000 for that extra third-car garage.
Okay.
If, for example, it had a not-as-desirable lot or location in the neighborhood, maybe we would make an adjustment. And so what we would say is, if the comparable property had everything that our subject property has, here's what it would have sold for.
Okay, that makes sense.
Then we're going to do that at least 3 to 5 times. And then we're going to determine what the value of your home, and this is in Preston's situation, what the value of Preston's home would be worth if the comparables all matched his home. Now, what we've got to do, Preston, is we've also got to make sure that all of the sales that took place in your neighborhood in the last year or wherever we're pulling them from for comparables, that they maximized the value.
Okay.
Gotcha. So what we're going to do as well is we're going to pick the best of the best in your neighborhood, then if we have to go outside of the neighborhood but in a similar market area. So if someone were purchasing in your area, Alfie, let's say they would be motivated exclusively by the elementary school because it's right there in your neighborhood, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So maybe your neighborhood is not the only one that goes to that elementary school, and people would consider other neighborhoods because they went to the same elementary school. So I might go outside of your neighborhood but stay within the elementary school district to find sort of the highest end of the comps to see if it makes any difference.
Gotcha.
Because if a home around the corner that has similar features would have sold for a little bit more because it goes to the same elementary school, then maybe yours had a little more value as well, or maybe there's a little more value there.
Gotcha.
So, Preston, we're going to look at several automated sources. We are going to then adjust comparable sales, recent comparable sales in the area, to be just like your property to see what that would say about the value of your property. Then we're going to, as we get into our customized maximum value plan, we're going to start looking out a little bit wider to see if there's any additional value that would be represented by comps that maybe are not obvious comps. Then we're going to also look at properties that are in equal to or better condition than yours to see if we make a few minor improvements, a little paint here, maybe some cabinet touch-up here, a new carpet there, some landscaping or something. What are the things we can do to maximize the value, and what would it change the value to?
Gotcha.
So it sounds a little convoluted, but hopefully, Preston, that makes sense. And if you have more questions, 770-497-0000 is the best number to call. Preston also wants to know, what upgrades are most important in raising a home's value? And let's go in this order. And Preston, you can put these three things down. Number one, exterior and curb appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Pine straw, trimming your bushes, making sure your grass is as green as it can possibly be. So if you don't normally fertilize your yard and put weed killer out and you're planning to sell this year, go ahead and put some pre-emergence out. Go ahead and start fertilizing your yard so it is green, 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 green.
Gotcha.
In the front yard, when it comes to shrubs, less is more. So don't let your shrubs grow up higher than like the bottom of the windowsills on the front of the house. Keep everything thinned out, looking good. You know, make it look a little bit more like the home was built in just the last couple of years, not 25 years ago, and the bushes have never been trimmed since.
Right.
Then when you get into a home, it's the condition, the cleanliness of the home that makes the biggest difference. So first, curb appeal. Next, the cleanliness and the condition. And you want to focus almost exclusively on the inside of the house, on the kitchen and the master bathroom.
Gotcha.
Painting is a big deal. If you have some wallpaper, you can paint on it, paint over it. If you have some old dated countertops, sometimes you can add some new granite countertops for not a whole heck of a lot of money. I know it sounds expensive, but those are the upgrades, Preston, that I think are most important in raising the value of your home. If you'd like, we'll be happy to come out and give you a full analysis of what you should do to increase the sales price of your home. You can reach out to us, 770-497-0000. And Preston, when we talk about making changes to a home to make it, you know, more saleable, or sellable than it would be otherwise. And I think, Alfie, we even talked to you and Kimber about this as well. We're typically looking for that 2 or 3 to 1 return. So if you invest $1, we expect it to increase your sales price $2 or $3.
Right.
And a lot of people say, well, is that real? Can you really do that? And the answer is yes. If you make strategic improvements to your home, you can expect a $2 or $3 return for every dollar you spend. Alfie and I are going to need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to answer listener questions from people in Gainesville and Doraville, and we're going to also cover stuff on the NAR profile of home buyers. What do most home buyers want out of their real estate agent? Stick with us. We're going to cover this and more when we return.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound and watch old bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Son, never mind them brakes.
Love it.
Hang out, cause we got a run to make.
Yahoo!
In Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana. We'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they said can't be done? We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160, Atlanta's Talk of the Town, where Alfie and I are jamming to Eastbound and Down,
that's
the theme
right.
song from the Smokey and the Bandit.
Yes, by Jerry Reed.
When did that movie come out?
It had to be in the late 70s,
yeah,
right? 78,
yeah,
something
yeah.
like that, probably?
Maybe you can look that up
yeah,
while
I'll do that
I'm
right now.
Talking about some other stuff. Hey, I do have some interesting, I don't know if you remember, Alfie, but earlier we had a question from Melanie in Duluth
yeah.
who wanted to know, is it too early to list my home this year?
Right.
And it dawned on me during the break that I had some perfect statistics for her.
Oh, you
now,
did some research,
you know
huh?
that when we talk about whether or not it's a seller's, buyer's, or balanced market, we say that a seller's market is under 4 months worth of inventory.
1977.
No. Thank you very much. Smokey and the Bandit
came
yes.
out.
Came filmed out. Right here in Georgia.
In Georgia, in the South Side. Come on.
That's right. But we say it's a seller's market if you have less than 4 months worth of inventory. It's a balanced market if you have between 4 and 5 months worth of inventory. And it's
right.
a buyer's market if you have over 5 months worth of inventory.
Okay.
Right now,
yes.
in the resale detached mm-hmm. segment of the market.
Right.
2.16 months worth of inventory total.
Ooh,
for all of Atlanta.
Really?
Wow. Listen to this. Townhomes and condos.
Yep.
1.32 months.
Oh, wow.
1.32 months.
Wow.
New homes, new residential detached home, 5.5 months worth of inventory. And condo and townhomes in the new category, 5.83 months. So, Melanie, if you have a condo or a townhome that's a resale, you're only fighting against 1.32 months worth of competition in the market. And if you have a resale detached home, you're only fighting 2.16 months worth of inventory. So I think it is a great time to list your home. This segment of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show is brought to you by the law firm of O'Kelly and Sorahan. They're
yeah.
a full-service firm with 19 offices throughout Metro Atlanta. They specialize in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation, and real estate contract review and title insurance matters, and they also do commercial closings. They can be reached by calling 770-497-1880. They are our preferred closing attorney. We love Joe O'Kelly, and
yeah,
he can be reached
do.
By calling 770-497-1880. Closing with Joe is like closing with a friend, isn't it, Alfie?
He's a good guy.
If you close your next deal, you'll close it with Joe O'Kelly, won't you?
Oh, you know
you wouldn't
it's...
go anywhere else. I love it. We've got some good questions. Barbara in Gainesville says, what areas of the home are most overlooked when it comes to staging? Now, Barbara, I'm going to give you the answer, but it's a boring answer. But this is very important. Alfie, I think the three most overlooked areas in the home when it comes to staging are closets.
Yeah, okay.
Cabinets.
Yes.
And the garage.
Yes. Well, the garage is kind of under,
people underestimate the importance. So, Alfie, you have a garage that's out behind your home.
Correct.
And it's really a...
it's detached from the home.
Yes,
it's like
but
it's
the garage is really not just a garage for you. It's a place to put one car and store some stuff.
Yeah, we have a car in there, and then we have our we store our Christmas stuff.
You do your storage. So think about that. Now, I'm not faulting you for that, by the way, because that's very common. You live in a home that's on a slab, so it's not like you have a lot of other places to put stuff.
Correct.
But when you get ready to sell your house,
we're going to get all that stuff out.
Do you think the buyer wants to see all the stuff stored?
No.
Because if they see you've stored it in the garage, then they think they're going to have to
store it in the garage.
Right.
Now, we do have some shelves that my dad put in the front, in the back of the garage.
I remember. Well, we front, but really the back. Yeah, but it's at the front toward the house.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Where we hang, where we put our boxes of Christmas decorations and ornaments.
Yes. And if you think about it, it would be better for all that shelving to be empty.
Right.
Because, now, if you're, let's see here, when you're the man of the house, and I hate to stereotype based on gender, but when you're the man of the house, you don't have too many places in the home to call yours.
Very true.
In your home, you happen to have a little man cave, which is like a sunroom on the back of the house.
Yes.
And you have the garage.
Yes.
That's it.
That's about it.
Right. No, that's not about it.
That's it. Correct.
Because you used to have a family room with the TV, but now you've got two boys, so that's not your area anymore.
Correct.
And more than likely, before too long, you won't even have a man cave because Kimber will need to have a place for the boys, for the toys and stuff to be out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, you get pushed all out. And so what happens is husbands typically get basements and garages, and that's all they get. And when you don't show them a place... let's see who put in the question. Barbara, when you don't show them a place to park cars, they tend to think they don't have any options for sort of their places. So closets, the rules are this. You want to have the floors in the closets pretty much clear of anything, and you want to be able to see 50% of the wall space behind any hanging clothes and on any shelves, meaning when I glance at the clothes, the rack of clothes, I want to be able to see wall space behind 50% of it.
Okay, gotcha.
I can either put them together and then have a group of clothes and then free space, or I can just space them out where I can see the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then same thing on your shelves. You want to be able to see 50% wall space. And then on cabinets, if you ever go into a model home and you open the cabinets, there's very little in them.
Mm-hmm.
You want your closets to be as close to a model home, a cabinet to be as close to a model home as you can possibly get. Good advice, huh?
Yeah, that's very good.
Next question. Oh, here, this is what the National Association of Realtors, based on their profile of home buyers, says that your average home buyer is looking for out of their real estate agent. 52% say they want help finding the right home to purchase, identifying the right home.
Of course.
13% say they want help negotiating the terms of the sale.
Okay.
11% say they want strategic negotiating advice.
All right.
6% say they want help in coming up with comparable properties or values, like Preston's question earlier. 7% say they want help with the paperwork. 5% say they want help knowing whether or not they would be qualified. 3% say they want help in getting a better understanding of their financing options. And 2% say they want other. Now, I'm not sure what kind of services they mean by other. That could be inappropriate.
That could be anything.
That could be inappropriate. Mm. This might be R-rated, Alfie, and this is a G-rated show.
Yeah, it is.
So what they want most is 52% of the people say they want help finding the right home. And I'll tell you, if you're listening and you're like, duh, of course that's what they'd want. I think what you really want is the real estate agent. You don't need them to tell you the house that you like. You don't need to tell them to tell you the house that you think you're going to enjoy living in.
Right.
But you do need to tell them to tell you whether or not a home would be difficult to resell someday.
Gotcha.
Because what you like in a home, Alfie, might not be what everybody else likes.
Right.
You know?
I gotcha.
You know, the sunken family room with the big black hot tub in the middle from the 70s. You might like it, Alfie, but nobody else might like it in the city of Atlanta. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160, and we're answering listener questions from all over Atlanta. This segment alone, from Gainesville down to Doraville. Rodney in Doraville wants to know, should I pressure wash my driveway before listing my home? And Rodney, I'm going to answer the question this way. Should you brush your teeth before you leave the house in the morning? The answer, my friend, is abso-freaking-lutely.
Right.
Pressure wash the driveway, pressure wash the walkway, pressure wash the patio. If you've got a deck, pressure wash it. If you've got an exterior detached garage. In fact, I know you were talking about, Alfie, that you and your dad were planning on pressure washing your entire home.
Yep, the outside.
The trim.
Mm-hmm.
The siding,
everything.
The patios, the driveways, the walkway.
Oh, yeah.
I assume if you have any oil spots in your garage, you'd clean those up, things like that. So it can, I mean, Rodney, when you drive up to the front of a home and somebody has just pressure washed the driveway and the walkway, and you know they make those pressure washers now that are like a huge, gigantic roto, I don't even know what you call it, where it's almost like they're using a big water brush
right
on your driveway. Mm-hmm. Oh, and it is amazing how clean they can get after their pressure wash that way. If you like listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show every Sunday at noon and Tuesday at 2 right here on News Talk 1160, you might also enjoy tuning in to The Morning Ride with Larry Larson on News Talk 1160 sister station AM 1690. Larry hosts a show called The Morning Ride. He is a radio icon in the city of Atlanta. It's very interesting, has a very popular following. And he and I every Tuesday morning at 9:30 have an interesting real estate discussion. Again, AM 1690, The Morning Ride with Larry Larson. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back in our Lowdown on the Hood segment, we're going to feature Shadowstone in Buford, just south of Chateau Alon. And we're going to answer a listener question for Janet in Suwannee. Stick with us, because we'll be right back.
They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm westbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Westbound and down, 18 wheels rolling. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. Now, Alfie, when we came in to the second segment or the third segment, the song said Eastbound and Down.
Now, here's a little bit of movie trivia.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
This one says Westbound and Down. Is that what it's saying?
Yes. Because, of course, when you go from Atlanta to Texarkana, you're going westbound.
Yes.
And so, of course, you're going westbound and down.
So
when they're coming back from Texarkana to Atlanta, you're going eastbound and down. So it's essentially two songs.
So the westbound and down song was played first, and the eastbound and down was played second? Do I have that right order correct?
But the most popular version, obviously, is eastbound, because that's talking about going from Texarkana to Atlanta.
Why would that be more popular? That was the official theme song
because,
of the show.
Yeah, because basically Atlanta's... you know, the big city.
Atlanta's better than Texarkana any day of the week.
Right. And just to let you know, Texarkana, the scene where they're going to the brewery to get the beer and Texarkana,
Coors,
because you can't take it
only
wet.
Only made from the water, from the Rocky Mountains.
It's called bootlegging.
Oh, it is?
It's called bootlegging.
Back then, you couldn't get it here. You couldn't buy Coors beer.
Which is
Georgia.
Why it's illegal. That's why it was the whole point of it.
It was something to do with alcohol content or something.
I'm kind of curious why that is. There's got to be some kind of law that said that Coors couldn't be sold.
Let's turn this
east.
Into a beer trivia show. We would have a lot more listeners if we talked about beer. You know we would.
But that scene when they're in Texarkana was actually filmed at the downtown in Jonesboro, Georgia.
Really?
Yes.
Not in Texarkana?
Not in Texarkana.
Well, Jonesboro, Georgia looks like Texarkana. That's not saying much for Jonesboro, Georgia. I don't write any evil emails, all you people in Jonesboro. I'm just kidding. I love Jonesboro. Well, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show, where Alfie and I are talking. I'm Cleve Gaddis, and the other voice you hear is my man Alfred.
That's me.
And he and I are talking about Smokey and the Bandit, a little trivia. We're talking about beer. We're talking about eastbound, westbound, movie locations, you name it.
All kinds
of
stuff.
We talk about all kinds of crazy stuff on the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Hey, you know, Alfie, each week we pick one Metro Atlanta neighborhood to call out critical changes that have happened in that neighborhood since 2007 to identify unique opportunities for sellers or buyers in that neighborhood.
That's correct.
And this week we are featuring Shadowstone, which is in Buford, just south of Chateau Alon, like Thompson Mill type area.
Right.
If you're familiar with that. So straight up 85 from 285.
So not too far.
And get off like you were going to Chateau Alon. You could actually get off on the exit before that as well. The highest sales price before the recession, and now this is a smaller neighborhood, 80 homes, so you only have a maximum of 8 or 10 homes selling in a year, and the homes were newer before the recession. Now you only have 3 or 4 homes selling each year in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But the average sales price in 2007 was $627,825. By 2011, Alfie, average sales price had dropped 38%. Down to $239,000, down to an average of $388,228.
Wow.
By 2013, the prices had risen back to $563,000, but 2017, the average sales price was $522,600. So prices went down 38%, up 34%. They're still about $100,000 off of their all-time high. There are currently 3 homes for sale in the neighborhood at an average list price of $528,000, which means there is a 9-month supply of inventory in the neighborhood. Alfie, as you know, under 4 months worth of inventory, we call that a seller's market. 4 and 5 months worth of inventory, we refer to as a balanced market. And then over 5 months worth of inventory, we consider a buyer's market. 80 homes in the neighborhood, which means from 2011 to 2017, homeowner equity in the neighborhood increased about $14 million. The elementary school is Ivy Creek, the middle school is Jones, and the high school is Mill Creek. Mills Creek High School gets a school chimp score of 92. If you're interested in getting the lowdown on your own neighborhood, our free market snapshot really is just what the doctor ordered. It's like getting a monthly bank statement on your home's value emailed right to your inbox, and getting one is easy. Just sign up now at GoGaddis.com. GoGaddis.com. Just click on the Home Values and ATL tab. It'll take less than 30 seconds and will ensure you are the local smarty. Your neighbors will most certainly be jealous. Just go to GoGaddis.com and sign up now. GoGaddis.com. Also, if you don't want to monkey around with your kids' education or the impact schools have on home values, you need to download our free school chimp report. Just visit GoGaddis.com, GoGaddis.com. It'll give you, and it'll take just a few minutes for you to sign up. In fact, you can sign up lightning fast, and your customized report will be prepared exclusively based on your request. And it's going to include all the demographic information you'd like to know about an area, like the percentage of homeowners and renters and the average household income and the educational attainment by parents and average sales prices and all other market data all the way back to 2007. And believe it or not, SchoolChimp is a free service, and it's available exclusively through the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Just visit GoGaddis.com, GoGaddis.com. Alfie, when you and Kimber search for homes for sale in yep. Metro Atlanta, I heard that you use exclusively SureMLS.com, SureMLS.com.
Yes, we do.
Now, that happens to be our website, but the reason you use it is Kimber got tired of searching big, major sites like Zillow mm-hmm. and finding homes that just fit what she was looking for perfectly, but unfortunately, they were either never for sale in the first place or that listing sold, not this past November, Alfie, but the November before.
Yeah, at least the year.
And Kimber got upset with that, didn't she? And
she got frustrated.
Well, because she finds the perfect home and she wants to go see it, and we have to say to her, hey, not only is that home not for sale today, it hasn't been for sale for a year and a half. It's very frustrating. So she uses SureMLS.com, SureMLS.com, and she does it so she has access to the most up-to-date listing available, listing information available on all listings throughout Metro Atlanta. And the cool thing is, Alfie, is this listing's website mm-hmm. pulls information from both of the listing services in Metro Atlanta. It's very unusual for a website to do that. So when you get to the website and you see two of a listing, they're including in both websites. But when you find only one of a listing on that site, so if you listed your home, Alfie, and there was only one, that means that's the only place somebody will find it pretty much in Metro Atlanta without being on either one listing services website or another. Pretty
very
cool,
nice.
Isn't it?
Yes.
That's SureMLS.com, SureMLS.com. Janet in Suwannee wants to know if she's getting an 80% loan, is the 80% of the purchase price or of the appraised value? Alfie, do you have any idea?
I'm stumped on this
one. So the 80%
mm-hmm.
is the of the lesser of the purchase price or the appraised value.
So whichever one?
Whichever one is less.
Okay.
So let's say, Alfie, that you put a contract on a home for $300,000.
Okay.
And you are trying to borrow 80% of $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you're going to get a loan for 240,000.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
If the appraisal comes in at 280,000, then the bank is only going to loan you 80% of the 280,000.
Okay.
Not 80% of the 300,000. So, Janet, it is the lesser of the two. If that makes sense.
Okay.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate right here, Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. If you're thinking of selling your home anytime in the next 90 days to 6 months, you need what's called a customized maximum value plan. You don't need to fall for the gimmicks of if we don't sell your home, we'll buy it guaranteed. You don't need to sell it through someone like Open Door or OfferPad or Knock or any of the companies that say, hey, we'll take all the headaches out of you selling your home. And the way they'll do that is they'll actually take some of your hard-earned equity, and that's how they can make it easier for you from a headache standpoint. What you need is a customized maximum value plan available exclusively through the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show and Gaddis Partners REMAX Center. What can you do to improve the value of the home? What are the specific steps you need to take? What is all the analysis on all the comps in the area so, Alpha, you know everything and you can make the best decisions possible?
Correct.
You'll learn all this and more with a customized maximum value plan, normally $299, but the first three people to call 770-497-0000 can get one for free. Alfie and I have enjoyed spending another week with you at the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. We'll be back next Sunday at noon and next Tuesday at 2. We'll talk to you then, Atlanta.
Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed.